Ben Shahn, one of the great visual communicators of the 20th century, he once said that the best art school one could attend would be a school which you had to pass an art museum to get to.
That is some advice artist Bruce Bittmead plans to share when he speaks to NCCC students. Bittmead has teamed with artist Peter Fowler. They've created an exhibit titled Borrowed History.
Sometimes you can actually lift something right from somebody else's work and sort of, you know, pay tribute to them. And hopefully people know where it came from. And they say, hey, I recognize that. That's from a Degas, or that's from a, you know, Rembrandt or something like that. And other times you just sort of soak it up. You sort of soak up the atmosphere of all these wonderful paintings that have been done hundreds and hundreds of years ago, you know. Stuff that has stood the test of time.
Bittmead's canvas paintings tend to be more abstract.
Because of Michelangelo, I started looking at Greek and Roman art, and the Greek and Romans were known for using the Sphinx in their sculptural pieces, and the Egyptians, of course, use the Sphinx, and the Sphinx would guard the temples in Egypt, and sort of like, this was the secret knowledge within the temple, and the layman was not allowed in there to know what the secret knowledge was. To me, the secret knowledge is art history.
He really lets the paint, the physicality of the paint, do the talking. He's not precisely trying to imitate reality. He's letting each glob and scraping and reworking do the talking.
Fowler is a sculptor as well. He operates the Cape of Three Gallery at Barker and Main Street in Buffalo. He sells some of his works on commission, mostly landscapes, but noted as an artist, he likes to explore the edgy and more artistic side.
Well, I'm a big fan of Turner, so in my landscapes, I try to do, you know, I start with sort of an atmospheric color wash, and but then I've got things going in my head where there's some paintings over there that you know, some birds will drop in, or then maybe some figures and a rubber duck shows up. And so overlaying this landscape idea, suddenly I'm sampling other elements. I do have sort of a pop aspect more in my sculptures, but in the paintings, there's sampling, so it takes you out of a certain time frame, you know, the Turner time frame, and brings it a little more modern. And then I think what I try to do is, I think the same thing as Bruce, where you stand back and you see sort of an overall rhythm of elements.
Bittmead says he works a day job at Record Theater to pay the bills so he can follow his passion and create his paintings.
I had such a hard time with doing illustration and graphic design and everything because I always wanted to be painting instead. So the idea of making a living as an artist just didn't seem to be working for where I was at. I think ideally artists would like to simply make art all the time.
Borrowed History will be on display at Niagara Community College's Arts Center through April 15th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.